on this earth. And the promise was that he would gather this group of people, but he would gather others to him. And the others that he would gather to him are what we would understand today as God's children that are in Babylon. So I would suggest, if your interest is spark, that you would get a hold of this study of the God's denominated people, where we go through this in more detail. But the reason that we're starting at this point in our study today, which is titled the Second Gathering, is because as we study the scattering and the gathering, this understanding of the denominated people is very important to bring these gatherings and scatterings into focus. This gathering that takes place at the end of the world in 1844, when the Lord for a second time is going to bring a group of people together that he's going to give his name to, was a historical event. It's sustained on the prophecies of the book of Daniel. And there's a certain experience that took place at that time. Commenting on this statement out of Isaiah that we just read from Sister White, where she was using it in Review and Herald, commenting on that in early writings in the supplement on page 86, she says this: "The view that the Lord had stretched out his hand the second time to recover the remnant of his people on page 74 refers only to the union and strength once existing among those looking for Christ, and to the fact that he had begun to unite and raise up his people again." So Sister White says this stretching out the hand the second time by the Lord not only is identifying a unity that took place during the pioneer movement, but the fact that he had begun to raise up his people again. And his people that had existed before that time was ancient Israel. So in the context of when she says he's raising up a people again, he's raising up another denominated people that we understand to be the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Now, Sister White's very clear that we are a denominated people. Testimonies, Volume 7, page 109, says this: "We are to invite everyone, the high and the low, the rich and the poor, all sects and classes, to share the benefits of our medical institutions. We receive into our institutions people of all denominations. But as for ourselves, we are strictly denominational. We are sacredly denominated by God and under his theocracy. But we are not unwisely to press upon anyone the peculiar points of our faith. In order that men might not forget the true God, Jehovah gave them a memorial of love and power, the Sabbath. He says, 'Verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you.' Exodus 31:13. Concerning Israel,